This is a recast of the 4100-word piece AI News from Week 20, 15.05-2023 to 21.05-2023, from kept5.blog. This article summarizes recent AI-related news, including OpenAI's ChatGPT app launch, a Senate hearing on AI regulation, and new AI tools from Kyber, Leonardo AI, and futuretools.io. Let's listen in.
The article starts off by discussing the buzz surrounding Google I/O, but then quickly shifts to OpenAI's ChatGPT and its much-anticipated update. Web browsing and plugins are being rolled out to all ChatGPT Plus users soon.
If you've accessed ChatGPT Plus recently, you may have noticed the updated interface revealing a drop-down menu with options for browsing and plugins. To enable the features, simply navigate to the bottom left of the interface, click on your name, select Settings, and then click on Beta Features.
While this update has been highly anticipated by many, keep in mind that ChatGPT's browsing function can be slow and prone to errors. Bing Chat with GPT-4 integration might currently offer a better browsing experience, but ChatGPT's features are still in beta.
Exploring available plugins is easy, with the Wolfram plugin standing out for its complex calculations and real-time data capabilities. For instance, using the Wolfram plugin, one can calculate that it would take about 689 million of Shaq's shoes to span the distance between the Earth and the Moon.
Last week also featured a Senate hearing on AI regulation with Sam Altman, Gary Marcus, and Christina Montgomery from IBM. For those interested in the hearing, there's a condensed version available on my Twitter. During this hearing, the creators of AI technology essentially urged the government to regulate their industry.
IBM suggested adopting a precision regulation approach to artificial intelligence, with discussions focusing on the impact of AI on jobs. The impact of technological revolutions on jobs is significant, but predicting the exact effects is challenging. Systems like GPT-4 excel at tasks rather than entire jobs, and many people already use GPT-4 to perform their jobs more efficiently.
During the Senate hearing, there was also considerable discussion about the potential for AI to manipulate elections and the steps needed to prevent such interference. As AI models continue to improve, concerns about their impact on elections grow. It's worth noting that people can adapt quickly to new technologies, but adapting to AI's influence on elections could be a more challenging process.
The concentration of AI power in a few major companies like Google, OpenAI, and Microsoft was also discussed. Despite concerns on social media platforms, such as Twitter, about OpenAI trying to dominate the market and stifle open source development, the hearing suggested that Sam Altman and OpenAI actually aimed to promote open source and encourage smaller developers to continue building innovative solutions.
Sam Altman emphasized the importance of open source community while acknowledging that only a few providers can create AI models at the cutting edge. Altman noted the benefits and dangers of this concentration, mentioning that regulatory pressure should focus on leading companies like OpenAI and Google, so as not to slow down smaller startups and open source efforts.
Gary Marcus acknowledged Sam Altman's sincere efforts in addressing AI-related issues, while noting that Altman doesn't own equity in OpenAI, but is only taking enough money to cover his healthcare expenses, demonstrating his passion for his work in the AI industry and his commitment to its development.
Potential risks of generative artificial intelligence were discussed during the hearing as well, including the loss of jobs, invasion of personal privacy, manipulation of personal behavior and opinions, and degradation of free elections in America. Ms. Montgomery acknowledged that IBM may lay off 7,800 non-consumer-facing employees due to artificial intelligence advancements.
On the same day as the Senate hearing, Elon Musk gave an interview on CNBC where he claimed to be the reason OpenAI exists, even stating that he came up with its name, and suggested that OpenAI is essentially a puppet for Microsoft, with Microsoft having large control over OpenAI's functions.
Satya Nadella addressed these concerns in an interview with CNBC by clarifying that Microsoft only has a non-controlling interest in OpenAI, while OpenAI is grounded in its mission and controlled by a non-profit board. He also emphasized that Microsoft maintains a strong commercial partnership with OpenAI and is not trying to exert any control over it.
With that said, senators at this hearing were more upfront about their lack of understanding of AI technology than in previous hearings involving tech giants like Facebook and TikTok, acknowledging the need to rely on industry experts to determine the best regulatory measures.
All in all, this Senate hearing led to stronger respect for Sam Altman and OpenAI. It's an interesting story worth watching if you haven't done so already.
OpenAI recently released their ChatGPT app for iPhone users, although it is only available for US users and only for iPhone devices. It's important to note that there have been many fraudulent apps claiming to be the official ChatGPT that have collected users' information, obtained credit card details, and charged people without giving access to the app.
So be sure to only download the official ChatGPT app from OpenAI's blog and not any of the imitations.
Right. If you want to check out the new features and plugins that are built into the ChatGPT app, Matt VidPro has discovered a workaround. To access these features, you need to start a chat on your computer and then continue it on the ChatGPT app. This allows access to features like Wolfram. However, initiating plugins directly from the ChatGPT app isn't possible yet.
That's good to know. Hopefully, they will look into this in upcoming updates.
Absolutely. In other news, Google announced the addition of AI-powered coding assistants into Google Colab, initially for paid users. This allows users to receive coding assistance right inside of Google Colab by simply asking a question. The feature is expected to be available for free users eventually.
Google Colab is a great platform for writing, sharing, and running code with Google's cloud infrastructure. It's worth checking out if you haven't already.
Also worth noting is that Stability AI's open source Dream Studio platform requires payment for application programming interface keys, even though the tool is open source. But if you're looking for an alternative to automatic 1111, Dream Studio is a great option.
Yes, I've used Dream Studio before and it's really helpful.
Another interesting development came from Sanctuary AI. They showcased their new humanoid walking robot, Phoenix, which bears a striking resemblance to robots from iRobot. It can walk around, memorize its environment, and replicate human motions and actions.
We're definitely seeing a lot of advancements in robotics and AI. It's really exciting.
On a strange note, a Texas A&M professor failed an entire class of seniors, claiming they used ChatGPT for their essays. The professor even went so far as to copy and paste the essays into ChatGPT and ask the AI if it had written them. This is a highly unreliable way of identifying AI-generated content.
That's definitely concerning, but it serves as an important reminder about the dangers of AI misuse.
To stay updated on all the latest AI developments and tools, visit futuretools.io. It's a great resource with daily updates about AI news and tools. Plus, they have a weekly newsletter with 5 fascinating AI tools, news articles, YouTube videos, and money-making opportunities.
That sounds like a great resource. I'm sure our listeners will find it helpful.
And finally, Seattle will host Microsoft's annual Build event next week with speakers like Microsoft's Satya Nadella and OpenAI's co-founder Greg Brockman, making it an event worth checking out for all those interested in the future of artificial intelligence.
Absolutely. I'm sure lots of exciting announcements will be made at this event.